If you've been listening to these podcasts, it's evident that culture in the hospitality industry has remained the same for many years. What's more interesting is that the expectations of recent grads or soon-to-be grads has not really changed over the last 20 years. Graduates know that the long hours and working conditions are just part of the industry, and they've come to accept them, for now. Both Rebecca and Professor McAdams have said that the restaurant industry is an old-school business with an old-school business model. It used to be more generally accepted to have to work as a top priority and continuously work to get to the top. Now, I feel like it's still an expectation that you have to start at the bottom somewhere in order to move up. That hasn't really changed. But now, priorities have shifted and include family time, personal time, and having interests outside of work. But the business model hasn't fully adapted to that yet. With research highlighting that hospitality students leave the industry because of their changing lifestyles and an inflexible environment, the industry is losing great workers and great leaders. Being in school, we learn about the old business model, but we're fortunate enough that we have professors who see this potential to adapt to changes in values in order to keep people in the industry. So right now, as students, we're kind of stuck in the middle. We know the old business model exists, and it's still in full force out there. But we also know that there's opportunity to change, and there are industry leaders out there right now who are moving towards those changes in working conditions to provide a better work-life balance for their people. From these podcasts, it's clear that the stakeholders in the industry, from our educators, managers, students, and future industry leaders, that our expectations somewhat align, but not entirely. It's evident that the working conditions of the industry as a whole need to change. People are looking for a higher quality of life, but why does that mean they have to leave the industry? We're in this industry because of our passion for food, our passion for service, and our passion for people. So why then can't the industry be passionate about its own people? We as students and recent grads have entered this industry because of our passion, and it sucks when we lose sight of it because we're blinded by the long hours, the low pay, and expectations to just adapt. Learning from those I interviewed, there's still a passion that exists for the industry. Like I said before, our expectations of the industry only somewhat align, but I think that's a good thing. It's always a good lesson to learn when you're thrown curveballs and find ways to work around a situation. You learn a lot about yourself, and that's never a bad thing. As soon-to-be grads, I can already tell that our expectations are not going to be met. But this is where opportunity exists. Little by little, we can make changes in our industry. We can work towards developing a new business model that hopefully attracts the passion of our people for a very long time. My name is Karen DeLeon, and I'm a graduating student of the hospitality program at the University of Guelph. 20 years from now, I hope to be a part of these changes. Thank you for listening to this mini-series. I hope you learned something valuable, and maybe 20 years down the line, I'll be able to look back and say that I'm still in the industry and absolutely loving it.